Thank you for that introduction, and today we'll be talking about evaluation of time of day effects on broadleaf weed control and ExtendFlex cotton. First of all, Georgia is one of the top producers of cotton in the nation, with nearly 600,000 hectares of cotton planted in 2019. Broadleaf weeds, however, can cause significant yield loss of up to 95% in extreme cases, and harvestability can be reduced and reduced gene quality through broadleaf weed. The time of day of some herbicides have been shown to influence efficacy, and ExtendFlex cotton was released in 2017, and Extendamax and other herbicides were labeled in 2018. So the objective of this experiment was to determine the diurnal timing effect of dicamba on glyphosate and glyphosate application on three common and troublesome broadleaf weed species. For this experiment, we had three hypotheses. One, that herbicide efficacy would be greatest at midday. Two, that circadian rhythm would influence efficacy. And three, that daytime applications would result in greater overall efficacy. So to talk about circadian rhythm, on the left is sickle pod at normal daylight hours with the leaves open. And on the right is sickle pod at night with the leaves closed. However, the picture on the right was taken at midnight after the sickle pod had been exposed to 24 hours of light. For this experiment, we used three different treatments, one of glyphosate, one of dicamba, and one of a tank mixture between the two. Glyphosate is Roundup Power Max 2, and dicamba is Extendamax with Vapor Grip. The rates we used were 1x rates across all of them. They were delivered using a CO2 pressurized backpack at 140 liters per hectare using T-Jet TTI 110O2 nozzles. For nighttime applications, we used a green light in order to make sure that we were not influencing whether or not the light from the headlamp affected it. We had five trials over 2 years at two locations, the first one being in Sumter County, Georgia, the second one being in Tift County, Georgia. We had a factorial arrangement of treatments and randomized complete block design, the factors being weed size, herbicide treatment, and time of day the herbicide was applied. We had, right here you can see the two trucks that I circled with the black that represent the size of the treatment area, which is in the black box right there. They were roughly 9 by 1 meter plots, two rows, four reps per treatment. This was actually two treatments across in the Tift County location, with the bottom representing the afternoon applied treatments. The two spray dates, the whited out right there is the first rep. Ranges 1 through 13 were sprayed at 7 through 10 centimeters, and ranges 10 through 15 were sprayed at 10 through 15 centimeters. And they were all randomized completely throughout the rest of the replications. We chose Deltapine 1646 Bolgard 2 ExtendFlex as our cotton variety, and each site was overseeded with sickle pod, pitted morning glory, and prickly cider. So the eight application timings we chose were from left to right, 5:30 a.m., which represented 1 hour before sunrise, 7:30 a.m., which represented 1 hour after sunrise, a mid-morning application at 9 a.m., and then 12 p.m., a mid-afternoon application at 3 p.m., 7:30 p.m. represented 1 hour before sunset, 9:30 p.m. represented 1 hour after sunset, and we also had a midnight application. Visual ratings were taken after treatment from 0 to 100% control at 7, 14, 21, and 28 days after treatment. For this, we're going to be looking at the 21 days after treatment. This is because that represented when the weeds had fully been controlled and there was no regrowth to be observed. All data were analyzed using Jump version 14 and subjected to ANOVA. Tukey's HSD was used to separate means, and orthogonal contrast will was also used on some of the data. Moving into the results, we'll start with sickle pod. We have control on the y-axis from 0 to 100%, and we have the time of day on the x-axis going from 12 a.m. on the left to 9:30 p.m. on the right. 12 a.m. and 5 p.m. and 9:30 p.m. are highlighted in gray to represent that they were made during dark applications. Red will indicate glyphosate, and glyphosate applications made in the dark, there was roughly 60 to 65% control. However, during the light applications, average control went up to 90%. Dicamba had less of an effect, but there are some numerical differences, with some of the lows being around 75% and some of the highest efficacy being up to 90%. The tank mixture increased overall efficacy with sickle pod, going up to nearly 98% at the highest ones, but still falling short at the lower ones, closer to 80%. Morning Glory had overall less efficacy with glyphosate, with the greatest time being at 12 p.m. There are some statistical significant differences, but also numerical differences. There were less differences with dicamba, however, somewhat numerical, where you see around 75% at the 12 a.m. treatment and then jumping up to closer to 90% at the highest noon application. In the early morning and midnight applications, the tank mixture did not really increase overall efficacy. However, at the noon and mid-afternoon applications, efficacy was increased with the tank mixture overall. Prickly cider showed slightly less at the dark applications than any of the other ones with glyphosate. And at the 3 p.m., there was a slight shift at that being the highest efficacy. While not necessarily statistically significant, there are some numerical differences with up to 85% control. Interestingly, dicamba showed less control with prickly cider than glyphosate, with some of the lowest control actually being in the morning, but still not very much better at 3 p.m. The tank mixture did help with this, but it also followed the same trend as the glyphosate. So moving on to orthogonal contrast, what we did with this, we compared day versus night, which is on the left. We have sickle pod, morning glory, and prickly cider in the tables, with each herbicide being on the left column. And as you can see, day was always greater than night across all weed species and all herbicides. When we looked at pre-dawn versus midnight, we saw sickle pod show no significant difference except with the tank mix, where pre-dawn applications resulted in greater efficacy than midnight applications. Morning glory, however, all herbicides showed a pre-dawn effect being greater than midnight. Prickly cider followed the same trend as sickle pod. So this picture shows that, I know it's really small and you can't see it in the back, but this picture shows that there were differences observed across the field. And what we did see was that efficacy was greatest at the midday applications. We also noted that different weed species responded differently. And the tank mix of glyphosate and dicamba increased overall efficacy. The orthogonal contrast also helped support the results of this study. And they are consistent with similar studies where it has been observed that there are time of day effects, not only in efficacy, but in translocation. So back to the objectives and hypothesis. The objectives of the experiment were met. And for our first hypothesis, herbicide efficacy will be greatest at midday. We do fail to reject. For circadian rhythm will influence efficacy. We also fail to reject. And that daytime application will result in greater overall efficacy. We fail to reject. For future research, we want to conduct greenhouse studies to help better control the environment. And we're doing physiological studies where we're trying to see if plant stress indicators can be used as a good indicator of herbicide efficacy based on these times of day. And we also want to look at other species such as Palmer amaranth, We do have some data generated on that already. And at this time, I'd like to thank the University of Georgia, Bayer Crop Sciences, my committee members, the UGA Weed Science technicians and students. Here's a list of my references. And at this time, I'd like to take any questions.